Doylestown, Bucks County, PA. She wore a plain white blouse with a plaid skirt and a large safety pin that just said Celtic. No one expected very much from her except one day she might raise a very ordinary, boring family of her own. But one day she got a ball of a ride and said, let's burn this to the sky. She went back to her parents to Bender Community House, chopped them into tiny little pieces, threw them into her burlap sack, grabbed the family Labrador, jumped into the family station wagon and drove 85 miles an hour deep into central Pennsylvania. Finally, when the sun fell behind the horizon, she took a piece of her parents, fed it to the Labrador, and lit the mud on fire. She watched it yelp through the woods and pronounced, Hallelujah, Lord, I have seen the light. Hallelujah, Lord, I have seen the light.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As a farmer boy who farmed a farm across from the high school I occasionally attended. His only claim to fame is to get inhale cigarette and exhale through his eyelids thusly. One day, working on the family corn catcher with his twin brother, he accidentally released it and killed him and suffocated him like that dude in the movie Witness. Soon, Stephen inherited the family farm, sold it off, bought himself a fancy car, and drove 125 miles an hour all the way to Las Vegas, rolling the family farm on the roulette wheel. And when he spent almost every single penny he had, he got himself a showgirl, took her up to his luxury penthouse suite, but found out that she was really a he. So he took his thumbs and pressed her eyeballs back into her skull and pronounced, Hallelujah, I have seen the light. Hallelujah, Lord, I have seen the light.
Well, Gary Hagney was always kind of a strange kid, but his family had a lot of money. When you got a lot of money, you ain't strange, you're eccentric. When his father died and left him the family millions, he moved to the west section of Philadelphia. There he'd go around in his Rolls Royce, picking up hookers and retards, bringing them back to his virtual den of iniquity. There he'd chain them up and do sexually explicit things to their body parts. Finally, the cops kicked in the door, because the neighbors complained about the stench. The parents just cried, you're too late, my work is done. Can't you see? Redemption of decapitation.